This is our Vote Radio podcast.
Hey, sorry fam, I had to make dinner. That's the reason why it took me a while to come back here to have this conversation. Okay, it was a great day. For record purposes, I don't have any more of the meals left, okay? I consumed everything. Now let's get back to my day. I was having a good day until it was time for me to cancel someone today.
Oh my god, quite excited, right?
I canceled somebody. And yeah, I kind of love to learn when I make attempts to advise a person. I only want to say things that I can learn from, basically, or things that I can relate to, just so that it's easier. But then everybody says, when you're trying to cancel a lady, it's always very confusing and very complicated. Because she's thinking too many things as you're talking. And so when you say things that really doesn't resonate with what she wants to hear at the time, it becomes quite dicey for you who's talking. So yeah, this is how it happened. I was hanging out with a friend of mine today. She was with her girls. And then there's this phone call that kept coming into her phone. Okay, every time he came, she put it off. At some point in time, I just told her, I said, come on. Take the phone call. Just tell the person to call back. This person has been calling all this while. And then she took the phone call. Okay. And then spoke to the person in a certain way. And after a while, she turned off the phone. The truth is, I did not hear when she said, I'll call you back later, or I'm in a meeting or stuff like that. They were just having a conversation. And all of a sudden, she stopped talking. She was basically distracted. And then the phone went off. Okay. And that was all. Now, the guy didn't call back. And later on, it was like she had this question marks all over. Maybe because of the way I reacted. But I'm not sure how I reacted because I wasn't really paying that much attention. She's right in front of me and her girls are all over the place. So I could actually observe my environment. So I wouldn't say I was really paying attention. But she was worried that I might have been paying attention and maybe I wasn't impressed. And who cares if I'm impressed? Oh, I feel so proud of myself that someone thinks I'm not impressed. And because of that, they need to explain. So after the whole thing, when her girls left, it was just the both of us now. We had a few seconds before we also exit the place. And then the next thing she said was, let's talk about something. Okay, I love to talk about stuff. So what are we talking about? She said, you were listening to my phone call. And I said, no, I wasn't listening to your phone call. You were basically loud enough so we could all hear you when you were talking.
She was basically trying to beat us people in the movies. Okay, let's pause.
Continue with the story. Then she asked me, have you ever liked a girl? Okay, you like her so much, you're willing to give her a chance. But because of your friends, you don't think it's necessary to actually give the girl a chance because you don't want your friends to look at you in a certain way or say shit to you. And I was looking at her like, what are you saying? I've never been in that situation before. And then I asked her again, I said, so what brings about that? And she was like, you know how girls discuss. We talk about people. We've spoken about you a couple of times, okay? But then you resonate well with her in our conversation, so that's fine. And I smiled. Every time he comes up in our conversation, there's never anything amazing to speak about him. And reason being that he's a cool, nice guy. He's friends with one of my friends, but then they're not that much of good friends. But then he's my friend too. And I think he likes me. But then I cannot bring myself to a certain level where I need to flow with him, despite the fact I like him that much. I paused for quite a while and then I asked her, I said, have you said this to him? Then she asked me, should I just go ahead and tell him stuff when he has not really said anything to me directly? And I replied, the reason why he has not said what he needs to say to you is because it's maybe because he's been trying to observe you and he's not getting the green light good enough for him to say that thing to you that he needs to say for you to really pay attention to him. She paused also for a while and then nodded her head to agree with what I just said. But then I continued. So what's the problem? You don't want to talk to him anymore? Are you worried about what the girls are going to say? Have you said shit in the past that you need to protect? Because, or you need to protect your image around the girls? What is really more important to you? She said, well, I'm trying to consider him strongly. I wouldn't want him to know that he's in a situation where I'm thinking if I should or not. And then she continued by saying that age is not really tilting towards my advantage, neither for me or the girls. Everybody is praying, fasting, going here and there, trying to measure up to the new reality. But then I wouldn't want this reality in front of me to be the one that brings me mockery and laughter, despite the fact that I'm willing to actually give it a chance because he's a cool and nice guy. And because of the signs I've given him before, that's the reason why he keeps hanging around, hoping that perhaps he's going to get that light that would enable him to make a move. This is the point where I understood that every lady has her sense of observation. Like, she pays attention to her environment, and she also knows what's happening around her. I wasn't sure what to say to her because I won't be the one to decide if she gives a person a chance or not. I wouldn't want to be the guy who's in the center of the complaints, although I will be open-minded and I will be able to pay attention to her when she brings certain complaints that she needs counsel on when it comes to the guy thing, the guy area, right? But I wouldn't want to be the one helping her decide who is and who should not be. But this is what I understood about this whole thing. We might have said things in the past that did not go well. Maybe by the time we said them, we were bubbling. We had so much attention. We had so much people running around us. We had so much love to give and a whole lot to take. But now it's very limited, okay? It's very limited. A new generation is coming in and some other people are gradually phasing off to the next stage. You don't have a whole lot of people joining the next stage alone. People are being taken every day. And at the end of the day, you probably would have to look at the options available and decide on who you can really respect. Now, this is what I said to her. I said, you have to really look at this guy and find out if he's a guy that you can actually respect. Because if you do respect him, I don't think any one of these things is going to matter. Because one thing is going to happen along the line. The girls are going to be taken eventually. They will end up making a decision that you're not going to be privy to. They will not take permission from you, and they will do things behind your back. And God help you that you don't make so much mistakes now that you probably spend the next few years posting motivational speeches here and there and priding yourself to be an independent woman, because you and I know that you have strong prayers that you need to be answered. And being a strong woman is not one of them. Okay? This is something you feel like is natural to you. So that is not your prayer point. So if you're going to keep playing this card about things you have said and what girls think about a person, also think about the fact that the future is yours to decide. And whatever it is you do, the girls might come to terms with it. That's what you must understand. I think that's where I ended my conversation, basically, because what else do I have to say? It's a very complicated scene, something we experience all the time. We stayed much longer than we expected. We rode in the same car. The silence was really awkward for a while. Yeah, it was a long ride and huge silence in between. I think the only time we said stuff was when we saw something to question along the road. Yeah, a vehicle carrying too much load, when she just made a joke saying, these are the people above the law, and then we laughed. That was it. But we also need to understand these things, okay? We have said things in the past, right? We have done things in the past. And you cannot put that in front of you right now to decide what the future holds, because that would be the most awkward thing that will ever happen. words come with time, actions come with time. And when we advance with a new way of learning, with a new form of understanding, and also with experiences already held. I think that's what I'm going to say. Yeah. And then see if I can take water to bring down my meal. Thank you guys for hanging around and listening to me rant. I think of the next point and I'll come up with a better explanation to what is happening in my nation. All right, guys, stay tuned.
Hey, testing the mic, 1, 2, 1, 2. This is the Radio Apprentice. You are listening to our Radio Live podcast. Yeah, stay tuned. I'll be right back.